of our foreign policy. Peace through strength.
Donald Trump insisting to supporters he's going to be increasing national defense spending if elected to the presidency. Trump appearing tonight in a town hall about being commander-in-chief. He and Hillary Clinton will appear in back-to-back hours on NBC. Defense Secretary Ash Carter sounding off on Russia, saying there's a clear attempt by that nation to undermine the world.
All have demonstrated that Russia has clear ambition to erode the principled international order that has served the United States, our allies and partners, the international community, and in fact, Russia itself so well.
Head of Homeland Security again confirming today to reporters his agency wants to take over U.S. elections. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods, no MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic, nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial algaes in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good afternoon, it's Down to People, 3:02 on September 7th, my favorite month of the year. I know it's all back to school season, and I hope you're kind of LOLing and smiling with me about that because it is nice when the kids go back. And then we have this extra month of just like before the fall and winter comes that just seems so beautiful. Okay. Yes, my birthday's in September, so I have to brag about that. Love it. Anyway, so here's the forecast if you happen to be listening in the New Jersey area. Tonight, patchy fog about 4 a.m. or after. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low about 65. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 92. Still pretty warm out in our area here. Hope you had a nice holiday weekend, by the way. Thursday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low about 70, mostly sunny all day with a high of 93 on Friday, and then partly cloudy with a low about 66 on Friday night. Chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2, mostly sunny all day with a high of 90 again on Saturday, and then with a low of about 69. And again, that continues with mostly sunny with a high only near 80 on Sunday with partly cloudy with a low of 57, and then sunny again with a high near 80 on Monday and mostly clear with a low about 58, which is like the perfect temperatures if you ask me. So we're going to a break right now. Talented People today is focusing on Santa Choice award-winning products, so we want you to learn a little bit more about us. Stay with us, and we'll be right back after the break. It's 3:03 on September 7th. Thanks for listening in.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective. And you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Talented People here on Princeton Television. I'm here with Mark Diano, who is four-time award-winning columnist for the Star Ledger. Steve Gottlieb from Shindig.com. Mary Glenn, she's the associate publisher for McGraw-Hill Professional Division. Jeannie Murphy Public Relations is a small and boutique customized public relations firm. We are small enough that we can actually work one-on-one with our clients and achieve their goals, but at the same time, we're large enough that we can actually implement their goals to the CNN and Foxes of the world. So we can take a client and take their message or create their message and distribute it all the way through to the mass forums, including social media, of the client's needs in today's ever-growing and ever-moving forward environment.
You know, I've worked with a number of different PR marketing firms, and quite frankly, they just didn't live up to my expectations and the promises and commitments that they've made to me. And in contrast, Jeannie Murphy and her team have actually well exceeded my expectations. And I think one of the most important areas is that of the personal attention that they've given me.
We have a number of talented individuals that work with Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. We have specialized individuals in each and experts in each field. We have a dedicated part-time videographer. We also have two people on our staff that are completely dedicated to reaching out to the media, if it's a television host or a producer of a show or a radio show, to explain what our client is doing and to ask for them to appear and be on their shows. Then we have our business development, which is myself and my business partner, Colleen Kelly, and she's also in charge of artistic design and everything, managing the websites and everything that we operate, including the television shows and the radio shows.
They're professionals. They are a pretty big organization at this point. They have authors from all over that are clamoring to do business with them. But they're personal as well. I mean, they bring it down to the personal level. Everybody that works with them, including me with the Lions, feels like we're the most important people in the world to them.
We actually sit down with our clients on the first day, and we kind of feel their passion. We learn what they're talking about. They teach us about what they're speaking about, what they want to accomplish. And then we say to them, okay, well, here's the landscape of opportunities. Let us take you there. So we're different because we have one-on-one contact. And then more importantly than anything, probably, we have the ability to distribute the message because we own our own television and radio shows, and we have affiliates at Mariah Media that pick up our stories. We really work with them, but we actually do provide results. We actually specialize in taking a person who knows absolutely nothing about the world of media, but they know everything about their subject matter. And when they come to us, they know everything about what they're talking about, but they don't understand how to get on television. They don't understand distribution. They don't understand radio appearances. And yet they know how critical it is. Taking a client and delivering their message to the consumers with passion in the same voice that the client comes to us with when they describe what they're doing. So we specialize in making sure that every opportunity that that company or personality wants to achieve is in front of them.
One of the most tremendous opportunities that they created for me was to get me a guest blog on an extremely influential business blog site, and that led to something like, I don't know, 25,000 or 30 reads, and of course as a result of that, it got the attention of others, both in terms of organizations and individuals with which I could be hired by, as well as other media outlets that wanted me to write for them.
I wish JNPR the best of luck. They are just really going places, and I'm proud that I knew them when they first started, and I see them growing, and I'm just so excited about their future.
When you're considering marketing, for myself, I didn't consider how important it was earlier on, and one of the things that I learned is if I had had somebody like Jeannie on my team earlier, before my book came out, for example, it would have made such a bigger difference. So I wish that I had understood and appreciated the impact that that would have, and then to have been able to go with somebody who really, again, had my best interests in mind.
We are situated in Ringgoes, New Jersey, which is in the heart of Hunterdon County, New Jersey, one of the most beautiful places in the United States. We have a very, very special property. It's a 200-year-old farmhouse, a Victorian home that has immaculate views. The destinations are over 5 miles away. So we see the vision, and we always bring our clients here so that they can actually see their vision and get passionate over what we can do for them and what they can see happening to them. So we work here. There's a lot of history to our building, and we love getting to work every day.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit 4 samples. So 2 will go out to independent reviewers, and 1 will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award-winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
That's good.
And I want everybody out there to know again that Andy Z is a multi-time award-winning performer, and I call out that Return to Andyland particularly because it is a Santa Choice Award winner, which you know we always feature as well. And then there's the Grand Scream of Things. So, Andy, tell us a little bit about that title as well, because that was relatively new, and then we want to get right back into your classic songs and traditional tunes that are coming up.
Well, the Grand Scream of Things is a Halloween audio play. You know, the Andyland series that I had with the Welcome and Return and Summer in Andyland, those were all, I consider them audio play because they had, you know, dialogue tracks in between, but more so it was like a tour and I was the tour guide. This Halloween audio play, The Grand Scream of Things, is more of a script. It's more of a production. It's a true audio play. Mm-hmm. So there's an arc to the story. There's a climax. There's there's a protagonist.
There's a lesson learned.
And there's a lesson learned as well. And so it just by its nature, by that nature, you know, that aspect of it, of the story, it also is for older kids as well. You could say tweeners or 8 to 12 year olds. And the song material is accessible. And I found much more accessible than I thought it would be for my younger fans. It was accessible to them, but it's also, accessible to, the older kids as well. So, it ended up being just a really wonderful experience all the way around. And, I still want to make a TV special out of it or something, but we'll see what happens, you know?
I think you're on your way. That's for sure. I love the way that you do cover topics like Halloween and also water, geek, summer, Frosty, the snowman. How is that just part of the way that you feel you are connecting with your fans?
Some subject matter and ideas for songs just come to me. Some are actually come from kids. Like, for example, with title track of my very first album, Pockets. I actually got that from a child who came up to me at a daycare I was playing at and said, "Look, Andy Z, I've got Pockets." And I said, "Yeah, you do have Pockets." I said, "Hey, that is
really cute.
Thing. If you're a kid and you've got Pockets, I mean, it's such a, we take them for granted, obviously, but gosh, if you've got Pockets, like all the stuff you can put in your pockets." So that's kind of what I mean. But so I get inspired by the kids, but also, in the case of Drink More Water, I was actually asked to write a song for, healthy drinking water in daycare, campaigns in California, and also for, hydration campaigns for children to remind them to drink more water and when to drink more water. So, the inspiration and the ideas come from various places. Yeah,
and those that are so purposeful, we congratulate you and thank you on as well, because that is a very important subject matter. It must be fun to be approached to ask to write things that mean so much.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thanks for watching. We are featuring Santa Choice Award-winning products, and it's my pleasure to bring you Set Enterprises. We're talking with Rebecca Anderson, and she's going to tell us about the game Set. Rebecca, tell us about it. How did it become such a popular award-winning game?
Set actually has a really interesting story of how it came to be. In 1974, our founder, our inventor, Marcia Jean Falco, was actually studying in Cambridge, and she's studying population geneticists, and she was looking to see if epilepsy in German Shepherds was inherited. And when she was doing so, she was putting little blocks of information about the German Shepherds onto cards. And so she'd use shapes in order to help her organize the information. And one of the veterinarians looked over her shoulder and said, "Looks like you're playing a game." And she said, "Well, actually, I think it would be kind of a fun game." And so that was where the idea was born. And so for 17 years, she played with friends and family, kind of changing the shapes and the numbers. And in 1990, they encouraged her to use her children's college education fund and actually go out and produce this game. And so she was working at Michigan State University at the time. She worked with the with the professors in the colorblind lab to try to find the best shapes and colors in order to best express what she was doing. And she published the game in 1990 after playing for 17 years off the shelf. And it immediately became a Mensa Select award-winning game. And the first run sold right out, and she had to do a second production. And so she's been playing with family and friends ever since. And so it's now, from 1990 to this year, it's been 25 years for us.
Congratulations on your 25th anniversary. You know what? It's won 35 awards, which is like the highest, I think, in all history of award-winning games. So congratulations on that as well. Tell us how it works.
Okay, well, a set, each card in the deck is unique. So each card, I'm going to pull some up so I can show it to you. Each card has a different color, shape, and number on it. So you have red, green, and purple. You've got one, twos, and threes, and you've got diamonds, squiggles, and ovals. So when you're trying to find a set, you're trying to find three cards in an array of 12. If any table can become your board. You're looking for three cards, which each of the features are either all the same or all different at the same time. So and the keyword is all. So you can't just say, well, I found three purple cards, that makes a set. They either all need to be purple, and all need to be different shapes, and all need to be different numbers, or it wouldn't be a set. If any time you can say two cards are something and the third one is not, it breaks the golden rule and it wouldn't be a set. So it's kind of tricky in the sense that once you understand what a set is, it's easier to play. It's definitely something where you learn that intelligence is something that is learned, it's not inherited, because as you play, you get better at it. You're using the left brain and the right side of your brain in order to visually perceive the patterns that are out there and logically test them and then go back and pick them up. So it's been a great game in terms of developing pattern recognition, cognitive thinking, cognitive processing speed. And actually, there's a fun little twist where you can work on your working memory, which has been a really big thing in the news. So the last couple of years, they've been doing a lot of studies on that. So a set is basically three cards that's either all the same or all different at the same time. And with the game, there's no turns and it's no luck. It's just a game of speed and a game of skill. And you find your competitive juices really get going as you're looking for the set to find the sets before your colleagues do. And you can play either solo or as many people who can safely fit around the table. I do mean safely because you can get a lot of people around the table and it can get kind of competitive. So from 1 to 20, maybe we'll cut it off there. 20 round the table is about its limit.
How much fun. Now, is this the only version of a set in your line of games?
Actually, no. Well, the whole set family has a couple different versions. So we had a lot of fun with the cards. So we also moved it over to dice, and we have a set dice game that's come out. There's three different ways to play the dice. You can kind of play fast and furious, just like you do with the card game. But we also have one that's kind of like a crossword set where you make different sets in different directions. And we also have added a board, which added some strategy. So it slows it down and adds some strategic thinking. So people who like the idea of set, but they might not be as quick at thinking, that sounds terrible, they're not as quick at thinking. But when you add the set dice, it slows it down and gives it turns. So you can go through a lot of different options in your mind and really evaluate. The people that are more strategic thinkers as opposed to fast thinkers might really enjoy that. And actually, in my office, I enjoy playing that a little bit more because we have some really fast players, and that gives me at least it evens the playing field.
Wow. Well, congratulations again. We're so proud of you all for your 25th anniversary and, again, on the amazing success of that game, Set Game.
Great. So one of the other fun things we did with Set was we took our Mensa award-winning game and we toned it down for early learners. So we added Set Junior, which is also a board game, and that one tones it down so that even three-year-olds can start by building the skills that they need in order to be successful at the Set game. So that one's going to teach some pattern recognition, some visual discrimination, just colors, shapes, and numbers. It's really simple. And we came out just this last year with a travel size version, which is a Set Mini. So it comes cute in a cute click-clack tin where you can pop it open, and then you can clack it closed, and so it's really fun. So, in fact, the tin is playful enough that you almost don't need the game. You can just continue to play it.
Oh, that's so, like, so much fun for travel, like you said, and also as a stocking stuffer.
Absolutely. So 1,001 applications, whether you're putting in a gift basket, a teacher appreciation, a party favor, it's easy to keep in your pocket and play while you're waiting. While waiting is what you have to do, whether you're in a restaurant waiting for your food or at a doctor's office. It's easy, quick fun, super nice and giftable to send off to a kid with camp because you can play solo or as many people as can fit around a table. It's one of those things that can really be a nice icebreaker.
Well, thanks. Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People. Thanks for watching. Today, our guest is Anne-Marie Gardinier-Halstead. She is the Associate Professor and Co-Chair of the Performance and Communication Art Department at St. Lawrence University. She's also a contributor to Huffington Post Parents, 32nd Mom, and Mariah Media. Welcome to our show, Anne-Marie.
Hi, great to be here, Jeannie.
Yes, it's great to have you. We want to share, you know, you have, with all your writings and everything that you've been doing, a tremendous amount of influence on a lot of people. And so you've created a play, you have a book, and then you also have a song. And we want you to tell us all about those products and what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I love the idea that what I'm doing might influence some people, especially children. It all started when I adapted Carol McLeod's books for the stage. Her first book, Have You Filled a Bucket Today, is about this idea that we all have an invisible bucket inside us, and we fill each other's buckets by saying and doing kind things. And then in contrast, we dip into each other's buckets or dip each other's buckets when we say or do unkind things. And it's really a very simple idea that kids can grasp and use to express their feelings and to solve conflicts with each other without even having to involve adults. And it's working really, really well in elementary schools across the U.S. and even in other countries. You know, her books are in many other languages, for instance. And so I had the idea to adapt her book, two of her books, actually, for the stage. And so my play is called Have You Filled a Bucket Today, the same title as her first book. And it's being produced by many different kinds of groups, schools, colleges, churches, character education groups, and of course theater companies too, across the U.S. And it's been done in Canada and Australia. And we're finding that kids really respond well to it. And as somebody who's been teaching theater for many years, I guess it doesn't really surprise me all that much that kids are responding to theater, because I know that theater is really good for kids. Kids respond to the arts. You know, there are cognitive and affective benefits for the arts, and we've known that for a really long time. So I've had a great time seeing kids respond to the play. And my next step really was to write a children's book.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you create any original characters for the play?
I did, yeah. So I took the concept of Carol's books and I decided to theatricalize it by creating original characters and an original setting. So I set the play at a summer camp, and of course we have kids who are campers, including the main character camper who's named Trey, and he's named after one of my own kids. And he learns about bucket filling from the original characters I created, like Mimi the camp counselor and Professor Smarty Pants the third. And kids get a kick out of him because he's very full of himself and kind of wacky. And Bucket Filling Fairy, who we call BFF, and she's a magical character who speaks in rhyme. And she's the character that my picture book is about. And really, kids are the inspiration for the picture book because I've had the great good fortune of going to a lot of the performances of the play. Mm-hmm. Theater companies and schools will invite me to their productions, and I'll go to as many as I can. And what has amazed me is how kids have responded in particular to BFF. They will basically charge the stage to meet her and hug her and get her autograph, get a picture with her. And I really took that seriously and I thought, how can we share this message and Bucket Filling Fairy as a character with more children? And, you know, not everybody can get to the theater and the play isn't everywhere yet. So I thought maybe we can do that with a children's book. And so my book is coming out this fall. It's published by Mascot Books, and I'm really excited about it.
I bet you are. So let me ask you a question. Tell us about the song then, and also how this all ties together.
Okay, so the song is called The Bucket Filling Song, and I loved collaborating with this group, Peaceful Schools.
They're an organization, a character ed organization in Syracuse, New York, and they've been touring my play for 2 years to schools in their region, and they're actually expanding their region and going into year three of the tour in the fall, which is just one of those other things that I'm just so pleasantly surprised by. I couldn't have anticipated that a group would be touring my play for as long as they have, and their production is wonderful, and the mission of their organization is so special. And so they had the idea to collaborate on this song with me. And now the lyrics of the song are already in the script. I have the words of this bucket-filling song in the play. And I indicate that producers of the show have the option of either doing it as a poem or as a song. And if they want to do a song, they can set it to their own music. But either way, Bucket-Filling Fairy teaches this to the audience. And the words end with, "Together we can be a bucket-filling nation." And so Peaceful Schools, they were doing the song, and it was getting great feedback. And schools were saying things like, "Can we get the sheet music? Can we get a CD? Can we get a download? Because we'd like to do the song at our spring concert." Or parents were saying, "We'd like to use the song in our home to continue this message of bucket filling." So together, they used their music, and we used my lyrics. And, of course, their Bucket Filling Fairy leads the charge. And we have the song out on iTunes, and people can find it by going to iTunes and either searching the Bucket Filling song as the title or Peaceful Schools as the artist. And we tried to keep all of this very affordable for families, so you can do the song for 99 cents and use it at home or in the classroom to, again, further this message of bucket filling.
I think that's fantastic. So now you're saying that where's the best place for someone to go again to purchase that?
They just go to iTunes, and they can search either by artist, which would be Peaceful Schools, because they're the voices on the tracks, or they can search by title, which is the bucket-filling song. And what's really fun is it's not just the one track. They can buy just the one track, which is all the actors singing, and, of course, the lyrics are there. But there are other options, too. They can have a track that just has the instrumental music. So if a school, a classroom, for example, wanted to sing with their own voices and just have the instrumental in the background, they can do that. We have a version that is called the campfire version, which has different kinds of instruments. So there are a lot of different options for people there on iTunes.
How much fun is that?
Well, yeah, we had a great time with it.
Congratulations, and keep us posted as you know your book comes out and on all your success.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thanks for watching. We're featuring our Santa Choice Award-winning titles and products, and we got a special one for you today. Our guest Skyping in from California is Jack Peterson, and he is the co-owner of a company called Kids Gear. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We're so glad that you could actually, you know, tell us a little about yourself first and the company.
Well, I've been involved with the company since the beginning. It is a family-run business. It actually was started by my wife about 15 years ago. So we've been working on children's headphones, specifically focused on safe children's headphones using volume-limiting technology that we kind of developed back in 2000. So I've been involved with that. My background is high-tech, and I kind of went full-time working for my wife about 5 years ago.
Oh, God, I love that. That's such a great story. What about, tell us about this, the product that won the Santa Choice Awards is actually, it's called Stereo Headset Headphones for Kids. It's the Kids Gear Deluxe model. Can you hold it up for a second?
Sure, absolutely.
Now tell us about it, and tell us also about the technology we're talking about.
About 15 years ago, as I said, we kind of came up with the need for children's headphones. There were no children's designed, I would say, headphones, meaning size and fit and comfort and all that. It was basically adult headphones that were adapted through wrapping tape and towel around it to fit children's heads. Well, the Deluxe Stereo Headset headphone was the next evolution of that original headphone set. It has a boom microphone on it. And this came about because of the fact that, obviously, children is our focus, and, of course, in school is critical, and learning and language learning and Skyping like this and gameplay, all of that involves children. Well, they needed also to have comfortable, size-fitted, and most importantly, safe, meaning the kids control volume limit technology is built into the headphones. What this does is it caps the volume at roughly 80% of its maximum capability. Now, we've designed that in such a way that you can turn that on or turn that off, which is very different. As time progressed, other manufacturers came out with similar technology, but obviously have implemented it differently. A lot of times it's been built in, and that means it's always on. Well, in an environment like an airplane, for example, or loud background environments, that always on feature is actually a detriment. It limits too much. So what we did is we made it from day one as an optional on-off type technology so that in those loud background environments, you can actually turn it off. What that also does is when the child's talking with a boom microphone, it needs to be a very, high capability of omnidirectional sound capture so that no matter where they're sitting and no matter what environment they're in, they get a clear, crisp interaction with whatever application they're using. So the problem in the past has been microphones. Those have been around for a long time. They obviously are on probably your own headsets that you go jogging with and you answer the phone, but they're usually on a little, you know, dongle piece that hangs next to you and you kind of hold it up to your mouth when you want to talk. Well, clearly that would not work with children. So the boom microphone was just a natural. We kept the same exact form factor, just added a boom microphone to it. And it's been very successful in schools. In California specifically and around the nation, they've implemented what's called common core curriculums. These require testing to be done with headphones and in many cases, headphones with boom microphones or microphones. And so we've been adopted now by thousands of school districts around the United States as a solution for that problem of small K through 12 years old type testing. They use the deluxe stereo headset. So, you know, they can fold the boom mic up. It does rotate, supports left to right or straight up and can be used as just a regular audio headset. And that's kind of basically the product that we won the award for.
It is just so interesting to hear that story and to learn more about the behind the scenes with the gear itself. Because you know who would think the technology that you brought, and congratulations on all that work that you're doing and with the school systems and so on. It's really something. And I want everybody out there to know that on top of the importance of everything you were just discussing, they're very durable as well. You know, Jack, I want you to know our reviewers got back and said that, you know, they're functional, durable, comfortable, and have a meaningful purpose. And they gave them an A-plus across the board at the Santa Choice Awards. But I did want to mention again that they really are. A lot of people, I'm sure, out there watching think of the kids' headsets as just flimsy. You know, they don't hold up. 5 minutes after the kid wears them, they're broken. These are, I want to say, really, really great, and they're extremely durable, and they're A-plus sound.
Well, I think another reason, too, well, you just mentioned one, the sound quality is top line. It's actually got the same componentry as some very high-end, very expensive headphones in the market. We just adopted it into our own form factor. But the other piece is, I don't know if you remember back when I was in school and they did use headphones, there were these monster headphones. I mean, literally this big, right? Yeah. And it would sit out on your head. And clearly, that's not what children really need. They really need a comfortable experience. People have found children, the younger they are, will stop fidgeting, stop playing with the headphones when they fit comfortably and they can truly listen to the audio that they're watching or the movie or the game or even, as I said, language learning and Skyping. So people will not tolerate poor audio, right? They need to be comfortable and clear, and then they can pay attention to what they're supposed to be watching. So we think it's a good fit for our company. We think it's a great fit for the kids out there. And, you know, we're very excited. Thank you.
You should be. And we want you to know we do congratulate you again on your Santa Choice Awards, Jack, and also keep up the great work. Thanks again.
All right.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award-winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
That's good.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Talented People. Two of our segments are featuring the Santa Choice Award winners, and today our special author guest is Dorothea Jensen, and she has penned the book, Frizzy the Sad, S-A-D, Elf, and you know, tell us a little bit about it. Dorothea, welcome to the show, Skyping in.
Very nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been writing for a long time. I do two kinds of writing. I do these elf books, which are rhyming verse and illustrated, and I also do historical fiction for older kids, for middle graders. So I'm sort of a split personality in my career, I'm afraid. I have a bachelor of arts in English from Carleton College, and I have a master's in education from the University of New Mexico. I've lived all over the United States and also in Holland and in Brazil. But now I live in New Hampshire, and I've been here for almost 25 years. So that's, I have three children who are all grown up and six grandsons.
That is so precious.
And yes.
And your book is as well. You got a review from the Santa Choice Awards that read, "This cute holiday tale is presented in a poem format that keeps readers on the edge of their seats wondering how a talented elf can find her special place in life." Tell us how, what was the inspiration of the book, and tell us a little bit about it, because it is a adorable story.
Well, I think in order to talk about it, I'm going to have to explain where the whole elf, Izzy Elf concept came from. She's actually the fourth book in the series, and but this whole thing started when I was a little girl, and my father, who was a doctor, went on a home call Christmas morning and tried to turn the Christmas tree lights on, and they fell over on top of him, which woke us up, and I thought, oh boy, we trapped Santa. Yeah.
That's so cute.
But anyway, so it's been in my head for years to write a story about Santa or one of his elves trapped in the living room of some kids. So that was the first book. But then I knew that Tizzy had to have some elf colleagues. So I made up seven other elves. Frizzy is one of those. And she is the fourth story I've written. I plan to write four more. So there'll be a story for each of the elves. That's Busy, Fizzy, Dizzy, Whizzy, Quizzy, Blizzy, Tizzy, and Frizzy are their names. So anyway, what happened when I started writing these elf stories is that the different elves took on definite characteristics as we went along, and it became clear that Frizzy had a real problem with depression, because her job was cutting and curling the Christmas doll's hair, and every Christmas when Santa would take the dolls away from her, she'd be very depressed. And we called it SAD, seasonal affection disorder, because she missed her dolly so much. So she goes to Santa, and she asks him if she can do something different. She wants to work on something that she won't get so attached to that she's sad when it leaves. And so she ends up making monster truck toys.
It's just the cutest story, and it's so funny the way that she really does want to change careers because it's so depressing. And you get this picture, and the kids really relating with the story.
Yeah.
So don't give it away, but tell everybody a little bit about how sales are doing and where can they go to get your book?
Mostly it's available online through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Book Depository.
We just want to thank you again for calling in today. Anything else you'd like to say? You have about a minute left, and we want to congratulate you again on your Santa Choice Award.
Oh, well, thank you. I just wanted to show you my frizzy doll.
Pull it in a little closer to your head there so everybody can see. Frizzy.
Definitely.
And also, we should mention that the book is written in a poem. So
yes, it is.
If you want to be entertained. I love the plays on the words that you had throughout the book. Very creative.
Well, I do it. I love writing in verse, and it's very different from my historical fiction writing. I feel as if I'm sort of using all sides of my brain. And very in different ways. Actually, the writing is the easiest part for me because the rhymes just pop into my head. And I write to entertain myself and my grandchildren. And my grandchildren, four of my grandchildren have now been in the elf books. And then my daughter gave birth to twins. So now I'm going to have to write one. They're going to be in the next one.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. That's going to be so much fun.
Yes.
Well, keep us posted on all of your elves and your family your grandchildren, and I'm sure your kids as well are really lucky to have you, such an entertaining grandmother.
Yeah, well.
The best to you. Again, congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we're on Princeton Television right now. Thanks for watching. We're featuring a Santa Choice Award-winning author today who has two titles, also award-winning for Mariah Media, Button Nose, The Sad Little Bear, and Pegasus, A Dragon's Tale. So we have the author, Gina Lobiondi, calling, Skyping in. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Hanging in. Good. Doing all right.
Good. Congratulations on your Mariah Media Awards and your Santa Choice Awards for both of your books.
Thank you very much. I was so happy when I got them.
Well, tell us a little bit about them.
Well, the first book for the Mariah Media is The Pegasus, A Dragon's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first published book. It's a children's picture book, and it's about two little bear cubs. I named them after my niece and nephew. who find a dragon's egg one day. They don't know what it is, and they take the egg home. And weeks later, it hatches into this little cute little baby dragon. Mm. And he grows up, and, you know, they became the three of them become the best of friends. And basically, it's about that deep friendship between the three characters. And that's it. It's won, including your Mariah Meany Award, it's won 9 awards.
That is absolutely published. Incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah, I published it in July of 2011. So since then, it's won 9 awards. And I was really happy when the Mariah Meany Award came in. I was like, wow, yay.
Yeah,
I'm running out of room on my dining room table for all my awards.
That must be true. I can just picture it. Tell us about your other award-winning title, The Button Nose and Sad Little Bear.
Okay, Button Nose is based on my childhood teddy bear that I had. And eventually, you know, the bear got sold in a yard sale. And, you know, I mean, I loved that bear to pieces when I was a kid. And, you always remember that special toy that you had. And I started looking for him on eBay in the summer of 2010. And it took 913 days until he popped up one Sunday morning. And I almost had a heart attack. I was like, oh my God, I said, that's my bear.
That is the cutest thing.
So it was a 6-day auction, which was the longest 6 days of my life. I kept saying all of my friends on eBay, on Facebook rather, I said, please pray for me. Please pray I get this bear. I'm dying to get this bear. Mm-hmm. And the auction started off at 99 cents, and it wound up way over that by the time I finished paying for it. And
worth every penny, right?
Every penny.
Yeah.
And then once I won the bear, while I was waiting for him to come home, I came up with the idea of the story about this little girl and her bear and all the things that he went through after he got sold and where he went and stuff like that. And that's it. And then when I put the book together, I put photos from when I was a little girl with my actual bear and my brother when he was a baby and stuff like that.
It's the cutest story. I think it's just as, I want to say, like, enriching and emotional for the adults that read it to their kids as much as the kids, because the kids can relate to the story about the bear and what happens, and the parents can all relate to missing your little favorite toy or favorite stuffed animal or doll or whatever, and then finding it on eBay. It's such a great story.
Yeah, I really couldn't believe it. I almost had a heart failure. I was like, oh my God, I was like, that's my bear. I even said to the seller, George, I said, I bet you never believed it was going to sell for that much money when you put it up for 99 cents, you know. And he was like, yeah, I know. He was like, he couldn't believe it either.
That's so cute. So what's new? What's next for you?
Well, the next book I'm hoping to put out as soon as my illustrator gets his act together is my own retelling of Cinderella.
Oh, okay.
That's for slightly older kids. It's a chapter book. And it's based on a stage play that I wrote originally back in 1980.
Wow.
Which seems like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And because I was had taken theater classes and stuff in high school. And so I was into stage plays. So I figured, well, let me write my own stage play, you know. And Cinderella was always my favorite story when I was growing up. So it was like, you know, the easiest choice for me. But this story has a twist to it that most of the other stories don't have. So, and I can't tell you what it is.
Don't tell us. We can't wait till it comes out.
And then I'm also working on a sequel to Pegasus.
Oh, really?
It's called, and I decided on Another Dragon's Tale as the title. Coming up with titles is like a nightmare for me. I can't think of titles. But it's going to be at the end of Pegasus. Do you remember the two little bear cubs in the last picture?
Yeah.
That he was playing with the ball?
Yes.
Well, in the sequel, they're now 16 years old.
Oh, that's
they're
so
cute. They're two princesses.
Oh.
So, and then it goes on with the adventure. They go on to a kingdom where they haven't been heard from in such a long time. And so they go on this big adventure, and, you know, it's going to be cool once it's finished.
Like
I'm about halfway through it, so it's, you know, trying to find the time to work on it, you know.
Well, we are looking really forward to it when it gets done, and we really want you to know, Gina, that congratulations again on your awards, and continue your great work, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, Gina.
Take care.
Take care.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award-winning seal on product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
That's good.
The gift of reading with a child is that you bring yourself into a place where you're in time with them. You're not distracted with your phone or you're making something for the dinner. You're sitting with them and in their space, and they know how that important that is. On some level, children trust that place where you're sitting with them doing what they like to do, which is read and learn and explore. So it's a precious place. And if we can excite parents and teachers, of course, to be in that space more often, because obviously the book's kind of fun for adults. I mean, Cheryl's page in the salon, just as, again, as an example, it's really fun for adults to look at that page too.
So absolutely.
There's a lot of reasons for adults to want to be in that space with their child, which is a precious space.
So an interesting thing that has come up over the last couple months is I share the book with a lot of my clients, and they take it to their elderly parents, and they really enjoy it. And a couple of them who have had dementia or are in their declining years have just really enjoyed looking at the pictures, and it was exciting and attractive to them because of the colors. And it's been really fascinating to see the wide range of interest besides little children. It's fun.
No, that is true, and how rewarding that must be to be able to see it used for practical purposes that you would never expect, right, with the elderly.
Santa would be happy.
Santa's very proud, I know that. Let me mention that, as a matter of fact, to everybody out there, that, again, we're talking about the book, A Different Kind of Dog. They have won a Santa Choice Award. You can look it up on the Santa Choice Awards website, and you can read about the book and also about the mission of the Santa Choice Awards, which is to donate proceeds to the Mariah Foundation, which actually is all about having children learn how to do good things and do goodwill.
Just want to let everybody know that book, A Different Kind of Dog, by the Sabinius family, is a Santa Choice Award-winning book. And the story behind their life and how they got to be the publishers of this book is so worthwhile watching on YouTube. So if you look it up, again, A Different Kind of Dog, Santa Choice Awards. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We're at the end of our show already. It's 3:57 on September 7th. Again, I want to encourage you to see all that, to read that book and to look up all the videos on YouTube, and to tell your friends if they've got something good that Santa would like to see this season. Enter it online at Santa Choice Awards. Again, Santa, talented people signing off here. Hope you have a great week. Thanks for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We want to achieve a stable, peaceful world with less conflict and more common ground.
Donald Trump today speaking about ways he would change the American military policy around the world. Trump said he believes in peace through strength, and he wants to rebuild a military that he said has been decimated by the Obama administration. The Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, delivering a speech to the American people at a conference, he wanted the American people to know candidates for president are not receiving partisan briefings.
In our effort to try to make sure that there's no political influence on the briefings, the candidate briefing team does not coordinate with the White House, and only career intelligence officers give the briefings, not political appointees like me.
The Coast Guard ramping up a search for a passenger who fell off a Carnival cruise ship near the Bahamas. They say the woman fell off one of the top decks early today. USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over? Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web?